You want the short answer or the long one? Okay, not enough time for the long one right now. So basically, state lawmakers set the budget based on an educated guess of how much they'll have to spend. When there's a dramatic drop in state revenues, like there has been for 14 straight months, there's just less money to spend. State government gets about 60% of its revenue from sales taxes. State Comptroller Susan Combs, like many, blames consumers for spending too little.
We are still seeing consumers somewhat wary, and consumer spending is going to be tied to job creation. If you don't see a lot of new jobs, you're not going to see a lot of consumer spending.
So far, the state hasn't seen a big gain in those jobs. The latest figures show 1 million Texans are unemployed. That's 200,000 more people than there were this time last year. It's kind of hard to rely on people who have no income to jumpstart the economy by going shopping this weekend. Economists say spending will pick up again, though they're unclear when, and admit it may be quite a while before it reaches pre-recession levels. But once spending does start, sales tax revenues will begin to grow. The state's current budget problems will shrink. But Dick Levine says the state can't bank on consumers forever. Levine is a budget and tax analyst with the Center for Public Policy Priorities, a progressive think tank. He says there are actually three deficits in the budget. The recession and declining sales tax receipts are number one, but he says $8 billion or so dollars in the state's so-called rainy day fund can patch the hole, short term.
Then there's the second, which is now being called the structural deficit, which was caused by the legislature itself. So it was kind of a self-inflicted wound.
That wound was the tax swap in 2006, when lawmakers cut school property taxes by one-third and then expanded the business tax to make up the difference. The problem is the business tax brings in billions less each year than the property tax did. So every budget, lawmakers have to find extra money to make up the difference.
That's a longer-term problem. Spending the rainy day fund doesn't fix that because it'll just be back again 2 years later unless you do something to change the structure of our revenue system.
Deficit reason number three, Levine says, is that Texas just can't continue funding programs and services with an overburdened property tax and an antiquated sales tax system. His answer is,
we will have to do what most other states do and have a state personal income tax so that we can have the revenue that grows over time so that we can make the investments that will make us all better off in the future.
An income tax is a whole nother can of worms for Texas, and it's a can that's going to be left in the back of the pantry for the foreseeable future. The Republican governor, lieutenant governor, and Speaker of the House don't even mention a state income tax, other than to say it will never, ever happen. Their approach to solving deficits has been make some cuts now and see where we are once the session starts. Already, all state agencies have been advised to cut 5% from their budget requests. That will save about $1 billion. Comptroller Susan Combs says lawmakers know how to make up the rest.
There is no Chicken Little, sky is falling. We have a hole. We have shovels. We know how to fill it. And fortunately, we've got a pile of cash over the rainy day fund with which we can fill the hole.
The big pile of cash will fill the hole created by the recession this time, but that big pile will be severely depleted, and it can't fill the perennial shortfall caused by rewriting property and business taxes. That hole will have to be filled over and over and over again. Combs will let lawmakers know in January just how big the 2011 hole will be when she releases her preliminary revenue estimate for the 2012-2013 budget. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.